Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everybody, it's Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to talk about how to balance unforeseen life events with your job and your career goals. We're going to start with a question from one of our listeners who was about to embark on a job search and then learned that his spouse may be laid off. And then next we're going to discuss general tactics for handling unforeseen life changes that affect your career.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of changes that can happen suddenly on a personal level that have an impact on how you approach your career. Even changes in your health or the end of a long-term relationship. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
So let's just go to our question, Logan.
I've been working at the same company for several years and was just launching a job search for a more advanced position at a more innovative company. My wife has been encouraging me to make this move, and in my head, I've already left my current employer. Just yesterday, she was notified that her company will be laying people off, and she may be among them. Does her pending layoff mean that I have to stay where I am?
You know, I think that it's not unusual sometimes for a couple to both start new gigs at the same time. I would not stop your search. That does, you know, because a search can take a while. And you're not going to leave your current position for any job. You're only going to leave it if you find the right job.
Right.
So I'm not sure I see a problem here. I think it's a very legitimate question that when you find out the other breadwinner in the household, that may end, you panic.
Right. I was thinking it's one of those things where you sort of freeze probably in the moment, waiting to see what's going to happen and how that will affect you as a family.
Yeah. And the first thought is, oh, well, now I can't do anything.
Right, right.
And I think that's a legitimate first thought. But, you know, looking, I always encourage my clients to just look. Looking is, you know, it's like shopping without buying. There's no commitment. It's always good to know what your value is in the marketplace and and how other companies operate and what they're looking for and, you know, see if your salary is correct. It's always good to be looking. And that doesn't mean you're going to take it or change your career.
Yeah, so maybe part of what this is you have to kind of manage your fear first, kind of calm your system down, take a reality check, like this hasn't happened yet, it may happen, we're not sure what it means. And in some ways, actually having a better, more advanced position could serve you well if there is only one breadwinner.
But it also sounds like your other half probably needs to find another job, even if this round of layoffs doesn't affect her. You know, there could easily be another one behind it.
Yeah. Right.
So getting her career in order, maybe that's going to take precedence. Maybe you think, okay, I'll put mine on hold until she's settled.
That's a good point.
But I still think while you're, you know, in the market for just looking, I would not stop looking.
Well, I'm just thinking now of two different couples that I've worked with. One, the husband was very entrepreneurial and kind of hopped from job to job. And so she made it her business to have a very steady, stable job with benefits so that they knew that they were covered with that. And I don't think she would move until she knew he was stabilized, similar to what you're talking about. And then I know of another couple where she launched her own business and he desperately wanted to move, but he did more like what you're talking about, Kathy, which is he just started to plant the seeds and network and, you know, build his personal relationships, and a new job came out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think it's a comfortable place to be. I've been in positions like this before. I know it's not comfortable, but it's not that bad. I think there's a way to resolve this.
Yeah. So, and maybe part of it is coming up with a strategy with your spouse. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I still need to leave. You will probably need to find a new job. How should we navigate this together?
Exactly. And how are we going to job search at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really what you're doing.
Yeah. We can attend resume writing workshops together.
Yeah, we can support each other.
Right, right.
Yeah, that can be very challenging, though. And you know this, we know this from for years when we were running business strategy groups. Very often, the business owners would come to our groups because their spouses were more risk averse, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and so they would need to be able to come and speak to other business owners to get that support because the spouses were really just like, "How are you going to pay the bills?"
Right.
So
right.
it can be challenging in certain couples. To really feel as if you have the freedom to keep moving forward despite your spouse's fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is maybe a time where it's good to visit a professional who can mediate and talk about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because every couple has different dynamic around money and and comfort.
Yeah.
So you have any other words of advice on that before we go to commercial break?
Breathe. Just keep breathing. Unhook physically. Do whatever you need to do to keep your pulse steady and to calm your nerves as you move forward.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2, A-S-K-K, and the number 2.
Want to get onto our email list, you can also text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's all one word at 22828 My Crazy Office. And you can follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing how to handle unforeseen life changes that affect your career.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I made up a little list of my own, but you have high idea for you, so I'm sure you'll think of some more. So here are some unforeseen life changes that mm-hmm. might affect one's career. We already talked about a spouse or partner being laid off. Family member who develops a chronic illness, a spouse or partner who becomes pregnant, the sudden end of a long-term relationship, and I've seen that with clients a number of times, that can really throw you off your game, the death of a loved one,
mm-hmm.
A parent who needs care suddenly, mm-hmm. and then you developing some kind of condition that needs mm-hmm. your attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got any others?
Yeah. Well, what I would add is I think the aging process. I think we see some clients who, when they're in their 40s, think they can still work the way they did in their 20s.
Mm.
And then they realize, wow, I don't have the capacity that I used to have, and I'm going to have to start taking better care of myself. So I see that happen, and that job that they may be at may require a different energy level.
Yes.
So that has an effect. And I also have seen clients just get sick. I mean, out of nowhere, not just aging, but they actually develop a chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
It could be back pain. It could be an injury. It could be lots of things where it affects their productivity or commuting. Lots of ways.
And mm-hmm. I just thought an addendum to that is you may have a child who suddenly develops some condition that requires a lot of time and attention mm-hmm. that you didn't know was coming.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking of children as well. And also maybe going to college.
Uh-huh.
Also,
right, exactly.
Especially if they're far away, then you're worried. Oh my God, my child's 2,000 miles away.
Yes.
How are they doing? The stress of that.
But I've also seen clients go back to college. That's what I thought you meant. That's another change where they may all of a sudden one day decide, you know, I really want to do something in technology, or mm-hmm. I really want to become a therapist, and they end up going back to college, and that you know can change a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we do when you have an unforeseen life change?
You roll with it. Life is, what do you always say?
Well, a fountain. Predictable.
Life is a fountain. So I'm anal, Kathy, so I've made some steps.
She planned for the unpredictable moments.
No, I think, so it's because what's interesting is that change, you know, when we're hit with change, it takes some time to adapt to it. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I said was to give yourself time to digest the news, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it is something that's happening to someone close to you or whether it's something that's happening to you, whether it's something that you suddenly have to do, maybe you suddenly have to move. You need time to digest that information. And the second thing that I thought about is consider how the change may influence your career goals. Mm-hmm. Like you want to know, if you're dealing with an illness, does this make me, as you mentioned before, do I need to be in a less stressful situation mm-hmm. or do I want to keep going and just figure out how to work around it? And then I thought about seeing what it means in terms of your time, energy level, and ability to focus. Mm-hmm. Like if it's, you know, I know of I had a client whose partner suddenly left them. And they were like a zombie for a period of time. And they just, for that, you know, few months, had to really lower ambition and mm-hmm. lower career goals just until they got to the other side of that condition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then finally, I said, get help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it go many ways. One is that your employer is very empathetic.
Yeah.
And understands that you've just had a life-altering thing happen in your life, and they give you the time and mm-hmm. the resources to get better. And that I have found, not in all cases, but in many cases, the employee feels very committed to the organization that really got behind them.
Yes.
But I've also seen that backfire.
Yeah. How so?
Well, I've seen them take advantage.
The employee taking advantage.
Right, and then ultimately leave, and then the employer feels kind of ripped off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it sort of all depends on the dynamic and what your job is, whether, you know, that's even going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this is the time when outside support is probably important, whether it's a career coach or a psychotherapist or just a very wise counsel somewhere, you know, whether it's religious.
Or support group.
Yeah, but I think sometimes to talk that level through what is going to be right takes somebody to lead that conversation, because the one in your head may not be productive.
Yeah,
you know, because we don't go through it all the time, so we don't always know how to take ourselves through a process like losing a spouse or losing a child or an illness. So I think it is, you know, we once had somebody, she worked for a client of ours, and she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and it was her doctor who actually said, you do not stop living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she worked until the end, which I thought was, which was like 4 or 5 years.
Right.
Wow. And she was amazing. I really enjoyed working with her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Emily? I really enjoyed her. She continued to grow as a person, and I thought her doctor really, so that's where her support came, which was interesting.
Right. Right.
Right.
Until one day he told her, you know, you can stop working now, which was very sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was gone soon after that. But anyway.
So she like used that life changing experience to fuel her career to keep going.
Right. It gave her hope, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for the sad story.
Well, but in a way, it's very real. And also, she did get help, and then she did continue to move forward with her work to the best of her ability, which was an important part of her feeling alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's interesting, too. I was also going to say, I think, I mean, we always end up telling clients who have a sudden change that you want to double your self-care, even though that's usually the last thing you want to do, because you're probably obsessed or, you know, very much preoccupied with whatever the change is.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great time to try to have some habits that are about restoring your energy and feeling better.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so that's it for this segment. Join us next time on My Crazy Office. Tweet us your ideas and send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.